for the best son a mother could have. I'm not leaving you, critter. Your dad has my phone number, and I'm only a dime away. Come to think of it, that would be a good title for a song. Only a dime away from your love. I know this will take some getting used to. Please don't hate me. It would tear my heart to shreds. I'll write you soon with my new address. Love always, Mom. I rip the letter into confetti, then throw the pieces out the window.
When Zachary scared off Tara, it was the first time the three boys laughed together. That was a great moment. For a minute, Zachary was more relaxed and friendly. Unfortunately, Toby was grouchy because of his problems, and he and Zachary started snapping at each other. Eventually, Toby stormed out of the trailer. On the other hand, Cal didn't take any of Zachary's remarks personally. But he does seem pretty hung up on the question of Zachary's baptism. He's brought it up a couple of times now. We still didn't find out very much about Zachary's past, except that he was almost baptized. And I'm with Toby about Zachary's travel stories. I just don't believe them. Something just doesn't ring true. I do think, though, that that Bible is very important to Zachary because it connects him to his mother. When Toby gets home, he receives a letter from his mom that confirms everyone's suspicions. She's not coming back to Antler, and it sounds like his parents are headed for a breakup. Let's move on to chapter 12 on page 117.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 4 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 117.